Now, we should be clear about this. We talked about it on Sunday on Twit. We had Steve Gibson on. That this bill is being circulated by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Burr, not Aaron Burr, for discussion. This is a draft. It's not the final version. It has not been brought to committee. It's not being proposed as a bill. And there is some question whether the president would sign such a bill. The White House has indicated that they don't believe this. But what the bill is called something like the Law Enforcement Assistance Act. I can't remember the exact name of it. Do you have it there?
We do.
We're calling it the Burr-Feinstein bill because its sponsors are Burr and Dianne Feinstein, the senator from California. Burr is a Republican from North Carolina. But the real name of it is something, well, actually, it's good because you should read the real name of it. Does it say it on there, Jason? I can't see it. Because it kind of tells you a little bit more about the plan. This is not a bill that says we need a back door. Oh, there it is. The Compliance with Court Orders Act of 2016. That tells you something. What it is a bill that says if you have a product and the law and law enforcement has a court order, you must, in a timely fashion, give law enforcement what they want, an unencrypted copy of the data, period. They don't say, and it says specifically, we're not telling you how to do that. We're not prescribing a backdoor. No, no, no. This is not a backdoor. You just have to be able to do it.
But they can't.
Well, if it's good encryption, they can't. If it's, but in fact, they can in many cases. We mentioned iCloud, right? iCloud is encrypted. It's encrypted on the way to Apple's servers. Apple stores it encrypted. But who owns the passphrase? Apple. You enter in a password if you turn on encryption. Doesn't matter. Apple can give them that data. So in that case, Apple could comply and would have complied, by the way. It was very clear we would have complied. But there are other systems where they couldn't comply because you have the passcode, they don't. And so what this would require, it should have become law. And by the way, again, this is just a discussion. They haven't proposed this as a bill. They're talking about proposing it as a bill. And it's been floating around for a while. It would essentially have the effect of requiring any company doing business in the United States to have a way of decrypting data because they'd be required by law to hand that over in a timely fashion whenever law enforcement came a knocking. So that's part one of it. More than that, though, it also says that anybody that facilitates the purchase or distribution of software that does encryption should also be able to do this. And this is really aimed at the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. It essentially is telling Apple that if you put something in the App Store that encrypts, like, let's say, Signal, this or WhatsApp, this encrypting messaging platform, it's your responsibility, Apple, to make sure that there's a way to get in, that it is not a black box to law enforcement. That's really challenging because it means Apple would now only be allowed to distribute software that had a backdoor in it.
So WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, Apple would be responsible and Facebook?
Yeah. Oh. Well, we want to cover all the bases here. Essentially, the only way for this to work is if Congress can ensure that there is that no one has access to strong encryption. Now, I use a program called GNU Privacy Guard. It's based on PGP. It allows me to encrypt my email. I can give you my public key. My public key is published. It's on my website. It's everywhere. In fact, I sign every email with it. And you can use my public key to send me an encrypted message. Only I have the key to decrypt it. No one else. Not Apple, not Google, not my email provider. No one else. I have that key. And I, by the way, lock that key with a passphrase that's not written down anywhere, that's known only to me. And for that reason, law enforcement can't compel me to give up that passcode. That would be self-incrimination. And I have a right, and the Fifth Amendment says I have a right to not incriminate myself. So I have a means of sending encrypted emails that nobody can break. Law enforcement can't break it. No one can break it. This would outlaw that. And I would no longer in the United States be able to download the software to do that. Anybody who allowed me to do so would be in trouble. I couldn't get it from Apple. I currently download it and install it on my computer from GNU, the GNU PGP. It's called GNU Privacy Guard. So I go to, and you can do it right now. You probably should. GPGtools.org is the place to get it for Apple. If you're on Windows, it's GPG for Win. These guys would be in trouble because they're distributing software. They could not comply with a court order. So they're gone. They have to go overseas. So that's why this bill says what it says. It would have to shut it down everywhere. Because as we've said before, there are plenty of places you can get strong encryption. So they'd have to really make it so that you couldn't get anywhere in the United States. Is it going to work? Of course not. Because how are you going to shut down a server in Antigua? I mean, maybe you can. You have to get everybody all around the world, every government all around the world to go along. And maybe you could. But it's challenging. So anyway, that's the my suggestion. If you're interested in this, and again, it's not a bill yet, but this might be a good time to go to the EFF website, EFF.org/action. Get the name of your member of Congress, if you're in the United States, your Congress critter. And send them a snail mail or call them so they can verify you're a constituent. And tell them, please, whatever you do, you cannot pass this. By the way, if you're in California, you'll see right there, take action. The California legislature is also considering a very similar bill that would say no smartphone could be sold without a back door in California. And there are bills, similar bills in England, in Canada, all around the world. So whatever country you're in, make sure that your elected representatives know that you're against this, that it's a bad idea. Not because we don't want to catch terrorists, we do, but because it would also endanger us. It would give terrorists a foothold into our phones and our emails, and it would allow them to hack us. We don't want to allow that.